Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Green Mountain Dental Group. We've had several DNVR listeners switch over to Green Mountain Dental Group over the years and make them their permanent family dentist. Those listeners have personally reached out and let us know how great their experience was and have thanked us for leading them to such a wonderful practice. There's honestly nothing more rewarding than hearing that from our listeners, so please tell us about your experience if you made the switch. If you don't know, Green Mountain Dental Group is in Lakewood and they're the best damn family-owned dentist in the metro area, as well as extreme Colorado sports fans just like us. So head on over to Green Mountain Dental Group today and schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam to get yourself a free Sonicare toothbrush.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche Podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boosts every single day. Rudo and Blaze coming at you. AJ was feeling sick, so send some good vibes AJ's way. He's went home to puke his guts out, probably.
Yeah, left in the third.
Yeah. Stayed long enough to see the Avs take care of business, but
yeah.
But had to go home. He's got a long road trip ahead of him, too. So, yeah, send some good vibes. I'm not an Obasan. I can't give you a good ara, all right? It's not my type. But anyway, Avs win 5-2 ends up being the final score of the hockey game, and it wasn't as weird as the Ottawa game, but it was kind of weird.
But on the weird scale from a 1 to 10, what do you say this is?
I mean, you know, it's like a 4.
Oh, I think it's up there like 6.
You think
range.
It's that high?
Well,
I mean, the
yeah, I'll go even like just 5, right in the middle. All right, weirdness
I can live with like the Kemper thing is a 12 out of 10 weird. But everything else wasn't that weird.
Have you ever seen an equipment issue 2 nights in a row and skates? What was it? Left skate, then right skate?
Right skate.
Oh, that's right. No. It was,
I forget now.
It's left and then right.
Yeah, it was right tonight. It was right tonight.
Yep.
Correct. Yeah, in 2 consecutive games and then 2 issues in this game for Kemper. What? Like, either Kemper has to use, like, some of the weirdest skates in the world.
I mean, it's just a quick release, like, blade. Yeah,
but you would think, but they haven't been able to make it work.
No, it's advertised as quick release. It's nothing about putting a new blade in.
It comes out. Good
it
luck getting the
comes
next
out,
one in.
Have fun, yeah. I mean, someone on the Avs, like, do they have another pair of skates, or is the budget a little tight?
I mean, they went with JoJo for the second half of the game, so I don't know. I don't know what happened in the end there, which, like, it's weird enough that the same thing happens in 2 games in a row,
yep,
where a skate comes out and the skate's all messed up, and both times it costs Kemper a goal.
Yeah. Yeah, and tonight's was just horrid.
Yeah. And
I mean, we were watching it, and everyone was like,
what's
going on?
Why
with Kemper?
Why is Kemper lying on his stomach? What? What's happening? Not sure, but so that's weird enough. And then he comes out of the start of the second period, skates around for 2 seconds, turns around, looks at Bednar, and goes, "Nope.
Yep.
I don't know."
I mean, it's insane. Like, that's why they have those skates, is to like stop that from happening.
It's mind-boggling. I don't understand what's going on.
Well, and especially if it's just like one skate, then you're like, okay, I get it. Like, there's a manufacturer defect.
Sure,
or something
sure
wrong with the skate. But when it's both, it's
one
like,
of each blade, and then a follow-up issue, and it's like,
yeah, like what's going on? Is like, is he asking for something weird in
yeah,
his skates?
Yeah, right. Like,
yeah,
something weirdly specific about his boots or something. I don't know. But hopefully that doesn't keep happening because it's kind of a massive problem.
Oh, ridiculous right now.
So not exactly sure what's going on with Kemper skates there. I'm going to give everyone involved the benefit of the doubt and just assume it's some weird fluky something.
Yeah, it's definitely just pure weirdness. It's got to be something that Kemper's asking for, I think.
I assume like that probably has something to do with it, but even then, it's not like this was a known issue with Darcy Kemper in Arizona or anything.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So I'm assuming it's a weird fluke that we're hopefully never have to think about again.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change the fact that that's super, super weird. Ooh, they're all colored.
Oh, look
this
at that.
Is like full to the brim.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's one of those shots that you... It's not just pure alcohol.
Okay, well, I don't think my mouth is big enough to do that in one gulp. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, yeah, so first goal of the game goes in because Kemper loses a skate. Honestly, the Avs kind of dominated this game despite that one goal.
Sure, I mean, they get that goal off pure weirdness again, right?
Yep.
And then from there on out, I mean, was there ever a point where you're like, oh, the Avs look a little shaky here because... I mean, in the first period, they basically answer right back, right?
So. I mean, it took them the whole period to get the goal.
Yeah.
But
they just kind of took the game.
Yeah. Ducks didn't feel threatening at all for the rest of the period. Like, honestly, the rest of the game, the Avs just kind of dominated until it was out of reach.
Yeah.
But yeah, they kind of counterpunched the Ducks, and Gibson played well, first period especially, I think the Avs were on Team Airmail for a little while there. But yeah, they definitely controlled the game. And then, I mean, who's hotter right now? Cale Makar or Nazem Kadri?
Well, I mean, Nazem Kadri.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
What, 2 points again? Well, not again, but 2 points tonight. Yeah,
the only two-point guy tonight, I believe.
Yeah.
Not sure about the...
I mean, how do you stop, like... Right now, the Avalanche, you want to talk about depth and scoring, like, they're getting it now.
Well, I mean, I think the part of it for both Makar and Kadri right now is everyone on the team knows it. Like,
yeah.
Everyone on the team is like, get that dude the puck and get out of the way. Yeah. It's fine. Just let them do their thing.
Well, that's like on the power play, we were talking about it a little bit, where Cale Makar is just like the option now.
Yeah.
So it's just like... He's getting the puck back, and he's getting the puck to the net. Like, got to give it to the hot hand, right?
Yeah, I genuinely, on one of the power plays, they set up the one-timer to Mikko in the circle, and Mikko shot it. Gibson makes the easy save. Mikko immediately turns around to, I think it was Taves, actually. But they want to run it that way. He just takes his mouthpiece out and goes, don't pass it to me. You shoot it. Like, and Taves scored a goal tonight, too. So, Avs defense... is kind of running the show a little bit right now alongside Kadri.
Yeah. I mean, and Cale Makar is leading the team in goals right now. So
by himself at the top with 8 goals.
Unreal. Especially like when you look at this lineup. And again, like the talent that you have at defense is insane. But would you ever think that Cale Makar would be leading the team in goals?
No. I would not... bet on that over even with McKinnon out. I'd still would have put my money on Mikko there for sure.
Yeah.
And I don't know, any number of dudes could be leading. Berkey's got a sick shot. Kadri has a billion points, but somehow they're all assists, even though he did score tonight too. It's crazy that Cale Makar, look, production is expected, right, from Makar.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's coming so heavily in the goal category is insane. So.
Yeah, I mean, from Cale Makar, you're looking at those assists, right? Like, that's being the thing that he's going to lead in, not in goals.
Yeah, right. But you know what? If it works, it works, I guess.
I mean, I'm here for it.
Tonight's goal, another... We're not even sure if it should be Makar's goal, to be honest with you, but...
Yeah. Is that the one that we couldn't figure out where...
How it went in the net.
Like, the entry into the net happened? Like, yeah, that one was weird.
Still haven't seen it actually go in the net.
No, it, like, disappears, and then all of a sudden they call it a goal.
Yeah, pretty sure it hit the defenseman's stick on the way
in. You can kind of see, so, like, right before it hits somebody's stick and goes down. But
yeah.
Beyond that, it just disappears.
Nobody knows, but... look, sometimes it takes one like that to beat John Gibson. That's what gets it done. And honestly, a big goal for the Avs too, right?
Definitely.
When you own a period like that, if you go into first intermission down 1-0, life doesn't get any easier.
No, and like, look who assisted on that goal too. You have Kadri.
Yep.
Getting the assist right there. So, I mean, you know, he's feeling good about himself, obviously, already coming into this game. You gotta be jazzed getting that assist right there. And then it just kind of sets him up for, I mean, his second period.
Yeah, I mean, team just dripping in confidence all over, I think, honestly. And it's not necessarily like, yes, obviously Makar and Kadri walk into the zone dick first and they're like, I'm going to do whatever I want. But the rest of the team too has settled into making effective passes and plays. It's never perfect. It's a hockey game.
Yep.
But you're seeing them start to do more of what you expect at other skill level.
Sure. Sure. And like, look at the third line right now as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got Newhook, who had a great goal tonight.
Yeah.
You have Abe Kubel, who, again, has another goal. How many people expected that to happen from when they acquired him to now he's sitting with two goals? The first goal we kind of giggled about, right, against Seattle. It's kind of like a fluky goal.
7-0.
The one tonight, though, was legit.
Ends up being the game winner.
Yep.
So not a bad waiver pickup.
No, not at all. Sakic knows what he's doing, I guess.
Smart guy. Smart guy, I hear. Look, obviously the game ended up in a great spot, and most of that comes from the Avs' second period. Outshot Anaheim 17-5 in the second period. There were basically just no breaks, right? They come out, they put the pressure on them. You get Newhook's goal to start the period, which is a deflection goal off of the classic Taze shot from the point, really. It's funny when everything the Avs drop just kind of works, right? Like, you go into a lot of games expecting to meet some resistance, and lately, right now, there just hasn't been much for the Avs. I don't know.
I mean, scoring fixes all, right? Like, obviously, like, when you watch the game and you break the game down, there are some big, you know, glaring mistakes that you see from passing and things that happen during a hockey game. But when you're putting up 5 goals in a game, I mean, you kind of, you know, you live with that.
Yeah, well, it's been, what, 2 weeks since the last time the Avs scored less than 5 goals?
It's unreal. I mean, like, obviously beforehand we were talking about this game being a close game and like a low scoring game as well. Have no clue what we're talking about there.
Yeah, it can't keep happening, right? Eventually, they won't score 5, and Kadri won't have a multi-point night. Just
tell the Avs that, though, because they're not listening to that.
By the laws of reality, it has to stop eventually, but we have a couple of super chats I saw. We can get to those real quick. Thank you for the $5, James. Can we defer some yacht to the Avs skate fund? No kidding. They need Kemper specific blades right now.
Yeah,
maybe that's the name for our yacht, the Broken Skate. is that what we should call it?
Just get him some nice old skates, you know, that are like welded in.
All right, thank you for the $5, Vaguely Sober. Stone Hands McGee, huh? Yeah, we'll get to Val's goal. We'll get to that in a little bit. Thank you, Rodeo Bear. Please find a way to work an hoo-hoo into the Manscaped read. I don't know. A lot of y'all didn't like the ooh-woo on Twitter, so. I don't know. You guys aren't weeb enough for me, I guess. Thank you for the $2, J-Nut. Bonk. We always bonk it on the DNVR pod.
Yeah, what part?
All parts. perfect. I'm sure he'll fit perfectly, Cygnus, too. He's probably about your height, right? So that's probably fine.
Yeah, they're probably about the same size.
some people liked him. Other people were big mad about it. I don't know. No reason to be big mad about the Avs tonight, though. I mean, 6 in a row with one close-ish game.
Yeah.
That was actually played in the Bizarro world. Like, I don't know.
And still, that game was full of goals, too.
Like, true, true.
I mean, it's unreal now. It's kind of hard to, you know, point out things that they're doing wrong.
There are, like, if you look at any individual nitpicky shift.
Yeah.
But they're cruising to victories. With Nashville losing tonight, they are now back in the top four of the Central Division with three games in hand on everyone.
Yep.
On everyone.
Yes.
If they win one of those three games difference, they're second in the division.
I mean, what is their winning percentage now?
Their points percentage is well over 600 now. I don't know the exact number.
Let's
but
take a look.
This was, here. I think they're 10-5-1 now.
10-5-1.
Yeah. So.
So. Win percentage
10 of 16, whatever that is.
656, which puts them in second place in the Central.
Yeah, so Abs are good again.
Yep.
I don't know what to tell y'all. Things are fine. The first 10 games of the season have already been forgotten. Shout out Jared Bednar, by the way. He became the winningest regular season coach in Avalanche history tonight. Neat.
Yeah, cool.
I'm sure it's a cool thing to own, but he's going to win, you know, like
he's
40
gonna,
more games this season.
Absolutely. I mean, right now you got to be very happy with, you know, even Bednar, right, with the coaching staff.
Yeah.
Obviously off to a rocky start, had dealt with a lot of injuries, and now has a team playing the right way.
I'm not sure, you know, Jared Bednar is the type of coach that'll find a way to be like, well, we didn't do this well, this other thing. But what do you say about a team that's blown out four of their six wins on this six-game winning streak?
Without McKinnon.
Without Nathan McKinnon. Without Bowen Byram. Without JT Compher.
Yep.
Who, when this streak started, JT Compher was their highest-scoring player, by the way.
Yep.
And now they can't miss. They literally can't miss.
No.
I mean, Na's going to cost $9 million at this rate if he keeps playing like this.
Yeah, there's no way to retain him if he keeps playing at this clip. It's unreal.
Yeah, it's the chickpea pasta. Confirmed. Na's vibing on the chickpea pasta, no doubt about it. And I think... part of the greatness of this run is, yes, you have the insane hotness from Kadri and Makar,
yep,
but you're getting goals from everywhere.
Yeah.
You already mentioned Knack has two goals tonight. You're getting goals from Newhook. Val Nichushkin is apparently an elite Russian-trained sniper now.
Yeah, we were talking about that great shot selection, too. You didn't just try to just hammer that thing home. It was all placement.
Apparently he goes Byron in or it doesn't count these days. Yeah. I don't know. Elway's the, I assume you mean the steak place where Blaze is going to be taking me when Florida doesn't. I don't know what that means. Okay. Just give me a thumbs up for yes in the future.
What is going on over there?
He's giving me hand signals. I don't know. It looks like some kind of ooh-woo movement. Devontae's is a bum, we all know for a fact. You know, he's just some guy on D. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. You can give him the old 5-minute timeout and give AJ the 5-minute timeout.
Yeah, there's a little bit of conversation about who the best defenseman is right now.
I mean, as much as we love digging on AJ, defensively, I think you'd have a hard time betting against Devon Taves. But the way Cale Makar is playing with the puck on his stick right now, how good are you feeling about saying Cale Makar is the best D on the team?
Oh,
boys?
He's the best D. Without anyone here to argue that. Cale Makar, hands down. Taves, a close second.
I don't know if it's that close.
I mean, what a great line to have.
Oh, no kidding.
It's unreal to watch, so...
Yeah, you can't go wrong there. You're not disappointed when it's Devontae stepping out on the ice and not Cale Makar.
No.
But it's just fun right now for Colorado. It really is. You can see it not just for the fans, but for the team. They're having a blast out there when they step out on the ice.
I mean, how can you not feel like super psyched about the future of this team. Like, these are the things that you talk about. A team that wants to have a deep playoff push needs to have these type of elements.
Yep.
Now, definitely need the goaltending and have, you know, skates that work. But besides that, you've got to feel real good right now where the Abs are
sitting. If your biggest problem is faulty skates, you're a good hockey team, all right? We are brought to you all by Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR. Got myself a DNVR Avalanche Breck Brew right here. You can get them on tap down at the DNVR bar. Come on out. We are open Thanksgiving evening. If you got nothing better to do, come out and drink. Of course, every game, Avs, Nuggets, or otherwise, always on the TVs here. So it's a blast where you can come, drink, have fun, and enjoy some Colorado sports. Then, when you have an awesome night and are exhausted and go home, be sure to sleep on a snooze sleep mattress. And got through it. They got the 4-in-1 mattress with firm, soft, hot, cold. You can flip the mattress to get firm or soft. You can flip the mattress cover to get hot or cold. However you prefer to sleep, they've got you covered. So jump on it. Get yourself a snooze sleep. They're a local brand here in Colorado, too. So we really love them for that. They'll ship the mattress right to you. You get, I believe it's a 14-day free trial. It might be a 30-day free trial. I forget which one. So don't quote me on the free trial. You do get one. I just don't know how long it is. So if you don't love it, you can always send it back. It works for you either way. Check out Snooze Sleep today. And, of course, you got to check out our Rapids coverage. If you didn't watch the preview show, it was on YouTube. You can still go find it right now. Go check it out. And then there'll be live post game after the big game on Thursday, too.
Yeah, tomorrow.
So, yeah.
They will be going live.
Breaking down what is hopefully your Rapids win.
We'll also have coverage on Twitter.
Live Twitter coverage as well. So, you know, forget football. My Thanksgiving tradition is now Rapids. The real football. All right?
You don't want to watch a Lions game?
I can't remember a time in my entire life that I've wanted to watch a Lions game. Maybe to watch them go 0-16.
Yeah, a few years back there.
That might be the only time I've ever wanted to watch a Lions game. Anyway, second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Look, we're going to our king of the game here. And I just can't give another king of the game to Nazem Kadri. I can't do it as much as he probably deserves it. I'm giving this one to Jonas Johansson.
Dude
apparently has to be ready at a minute's notice at all times because of Darcy Kuemper's skates. He comes into this game, doesn't give up anything in the first, gets pulled back out, and then has to come back in the second period. And he does the job. He ends up giving up one goal late in garbage time that doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, good for him. Again, this is why the scale of oddity is up there from a goaltender perspective as well.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of this happening where it's just back and forth like that. Johansson played well.
Are the Avs revolutionizing the goalie line change? Is that what we're witnessing now?
That's what's going to happen. It's going to be like lower level hockey where everyone gets to play fair. So
they
the goaltenders
switch
are,
them.
Yeah, going to switch them at the halfway mark of the second.
There we go. There we go. Okay. Are they ready to go? Cool.
Yeah.
So we have some of the interview audio from the post game with Landy and Nick Aubé-Kubel. We're going to go ahead and play that stuff for you now.
Awesome.
Do we get to hear it?
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's just
negative.
Everybody realizing that we're missing all the games the last quarters. Everybody else is stepping up. And having said that, really try to focus on our game without the puck and our tracking.
It's way too low to get it. I can't even hear it.
Can you hear it, chat? Let us know. All right, forget it. Forget it. We'll skip it.
Yep.
We'll figure that out. Something we want to do more is have the interview audio for you guys, but, you know, still working out the kinks there. So we'll get there. We'll figure it out.
Yep.
All right. Audio aside, Nick Aubé-Kubel. Is he in the lineup for the foreseeable future now? Has he earned the spot?
Yeah, absolutely. How can you not? I don't think the Avs were saying after four games that he's going to have two goals.
Probably not the expectation.
Does he have any assists? I'm not even sure.
I don't. Did he get one or not? I don't. I thought he might have been on for one, but they. I swear to God, this year the NHL switches the stat lines more.
Not tonight. So, but
definitely not tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, two goals in four games. I mean, you're feeling pretty good about a guy that's filling in on the third line there.
There you go, Blaze. You can fill in the standard hockey interview answers for me. Well, you know.
Yeah, the team played great. You know, we just went out there as a unit, really pushed hard.
Banging bodies four lines deep. Away she goes.
Yeah, it was a team effort.
Yep. All right. So Kubel, I think, has pretty clearly established himself as a lineup guy, even when everyone starts to get healthy.
Yeah.
You know, is he 11, 12, maybe 13? We'll see.
Yeah.
But the other side of the bottom of that lineup, did want to get to this. Blaze, I think you're a little bit more of an old school hockey guy than I am.
Yeah, I'm older.
Okay. What did you think of the McDermott fight with Delorier?
Yeah, why? Okay. Like, that was the whole point about it. Like, so early in the game, like, it felt like it was a show. Like, you know, you want to see a fight in a hockey game? Here's one that means nothing.
I agree. I don't know what he ended up with. At the end of the second, he had like 3 minutes of ice time. It was...
Yeah, he didn't play much at all.
Extremely minimal. And like, he didn't hurt the team. So, improvement.
He got 6 minutes, 37 seconds total. Okay. So, definitely played a little bit more.
And a blowout win.
Third there, putting him on the ice a little bit more.
So, look, he was fine. Didn't hurt the Avs. But he's playing a role that... You know, it's one of those roles where it feels like anybody can play it.
Yeah, absolutely.
As far as NHL talented players are to be concerned. I could not play it. I would give up four goals, no doubt. But
is that like a slot that maybe during this time when you're having so much success that you slot in somebody but that's coming up in the ranks that you kind of want to see at the NHL level instead of just kind of falling back into a trap having – somebody that's not even playing forward up in one of those positions.
That's kind of what I'm saying right now. You know, Kout is hurt, obviously, but when he's healthy, it feels like...
Sure.
Seems like that should be his spot. Megan Angley just did a piece on Mikhail Maltsev playing down in the AHL extremely well.
Ripping
if you haven't read it, yeah, go check out that piece. If it were me, I'd be putting Maltsev in that spot, no
absolutely.
Doubt about it. But it ain't me, so...
Yep. Yeah, I mean... I don't understand it. I'm not in the room. You know, I'm not knowing what the coaches want to do there. But it just feels like that's the time you give some of those guys that are, you know, just killing it in the AHL to come up and get a little bit of NHL action. Play against a little bit tougher of an opponent.
Would be nice. Especially, you know, it was hard in the first 10 games of the season where it felt like, at best, the Avs were in one-goal tight games, and Bednar's like, oh, I can't really trust these guys. I got to play my dudes to hold the lead. But when you're blowing teams out 7-2, 7-3, 5-1, you can play anybody.
And when you're blowing teams out, I mean, like, is 6 minutes really going to hurt you if, you know, something goes wrong? You give up another goal.
Yeah.
You're still fine.
It's now it's 5-2.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so...
So, yeah, I think that's fair. I wouldn't mind seeing Maltsev would be fine. You know, if the Avs wanted to call up Sakura, who's also played great down in the AHL, that'd be cool, too. I would prefer Maltsev, obviously. But if they have guys that they want to look at, it seems like a run like this is the time to
absolutely.
Do it.
Absolutely.
But, all right. Continuing on, moving through, I do want to talk about Alex Newhook a little bit more. He's now up to 5 points since coming back. He played the one game at the start of the year.
Yep.
And you talked about it as a cup contending thing. One of the things that we kind of all had pegged for the Avs is like, if Newhook's ceiling is high enough, that could be a real X factor for them. And robbed of the game winning goal tonight, unfortunately, to keep that streak going. But Newhook has given the Avs all they could ask for and more so far in this stint.
Absolutely. I mean, you've got to be pretty impressed on what he's done since he's been called back up. You're expecting more from him now. I think as the season goes on, you're going to see more big minutes from that line, and especially with Abe Kubel playing so well too. Like, are you concerned about that line going out there and costing you anything right now?
Not really, no.
Yeah. It's like, so I think they're going to see bigger minutes in like more clutch times.
So what's let's assume they keep Newhook and Kubel together. What's the other side of that look like? Do you put Logan O'Connor there when McKinnon gets healthy?
Yeah.
Just have it be the Killer Bees running around, basically. Just
like,
yeah.
I mean, that's a nuance line, right? Like, you're not going to have any time to rest when you're out there on the ice. They're just going to chase you around and get the puck. It's basically like the Hanson brothers, maybe without the penalties. They're just going out there and causing havoc.
From Bednar Kemper, will change to a different holder on the same skate to fix the skate blade issue for the Dallas. Yeah, I would hope so. I would hope he changes something, because there's
just
clearly an issue.
Change the whole damn skate.
Yeah, new boots entirely.
I mean, new boots now too. They're like brand new skates. Feel broken in compared to like what they used to be. So just get new skates.
They probably are broken in. For the NHLers, I'm sure they could pay dudes to sit in the booth.
Sure.
That'd be weird, but...
Like a foot twin?
They got to go find a doppelganger for Kemper's feet. Oh, okay. Great. Did not know the show was going to go this way. All right.
What, talking about foot twins? Makes perfect sense. Seems like you could make some money being a foot twin for an NHL player.
Look, man. I ain't going to knock it, all right? Get paid, all right? Get out there and get paid. All right, I totally forgot we had these. We should do these before they get warm.
Oh, yeah, they're warm already.
All right, chat, Dr. Dubs in the house.
Look at this, Avs colored.
Yeah, kind of. Okay.
Close enough.
Cheers. I'm slow.
Almost there.
All right. All right, we got there. Told you that was too much.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm trying to think of the last time we saw an Avs player as hot as Nazem Kadri is right now. And I know Mikko and McKinnon have both had really long runs, which are in the playoffs, which is super impressive in its own way.
Yeah.
But Kadri is, like, if he doesn't have a multi-point night right now, it's disappointing. Like, it's not like he's finding his way to a point to keep the streak going. He's just absolutely destroying everything in front of him.
I mean, I wonder where it does stand. I don't know, like, in the history of the Avs, just like this point streak's going on right now.
Yeah, I mean, I know the length isn't, like, that big for an Avs, but I don't know as far as, like, cumulative points in, like, a six-game stretch.
Right, yeah.
It's got to be up. They showed, like, Kadri's first 14 games, 25 points is, like, 10 higher than he's ever had in his career.
Yeah, I think the next one back was, like, 2013-14.
Yeah, when he was a 1C,
and it was like
in Toronto.
15 or 14 points or something like that. It's insane.
Yeah, as Chad is pointing out here, 36 goals in six games, the most in a six-game stretch ever in Avs history.
There you go. That's amazing.
Yeah. What do you say about a hockey team when they're playing like this? You just go, yep, they score all the time.
Yeah, Kadri's going to get paid.
Yeah, someone's going to pay him. I don't think it's going to be the Avs, but someone's going to pay him.
How long does he stay this hot for?
I'm afraid to say, because the last time I said Kadri can't keep scoring 3 points, he kept doing it.
Well, keep doing it then. Yeah. It's working.
Kadri can't possibly keep scoring 3 points.
That's Kadri with the assist tonight. I'm just riding that for the DraftKings bets for assists.
Yeah, your bets paid again. We got to get you on DNVR bets at this rate. You're hitting all of them.
No, I don't think so. I didn't do so hot tonight, but I did get that Kadri.
Well, that just put enough on Kadri, and it'll pay for everything else. Right now, you can't miss with Kadri. So, I don't see Kadri totally falling off the cliff. I mean, this isn't sustainable, but that dude can sleepwalk his way to a 50-point season at this point. Like,
Getzlaff was a little upset with him as well.
Oh, dude, why? Getzlaff took a two-hand chop to the back of his leg.
Oh, like, that looks like it hurt really bad.
Kadri's going to be feeling that one tomorrow at the dinner table going like, yeah, can't move the leg. Got to stay here. Has Dev been hot? I haven't been following Dev's bets, to be honest. I don't really know.
We'll have to check that one.
We'll have to get in on that.
It's probably Dev.
You're not using Berkey's money to re-sign Kadri. And part of the conversation with Kadri is what I was just talking about. If Newhook's going to keep playing like this, Kadri's kind of expendable. I mean, yeah, you're not going to get 25 points in 14 games out of Newhook.
Yeah.
But
if he keeps playing this way, there's going to be no possible way for the Avs to sign him. It's just it's just one of those things where you're like, congratulations, what a great year.
Go get paid, bud.
Go get paid, especially if the Avs go deep into the playoffs. You're going to see he's going to get a lot of money. He's going to get a good 3-year contract somewhere.
Maybe more, honestly.
You think? More than 3 years? You think someone's going to do it?
I think some team could give him 4 for sure. Maybe. Look, teams are desperate and will do dumb things for centers. Yeah, Berkey's the greatest player on earth. We all know this. This is just a fact.
He's a very accurate shot. I mean, that's what we see.
Unfortunately, his biggest flaw right now might be his accuracy. But AJ, I'm mad when he's sick. He's an angry little kid tonight. All right? He's got the salt carrying through his veins right now. Okay, so with Kadri playing this hot, are you the type of guy that thinks, let's start taking the hot hand, moving him around, experimenting, or are you just not touching it?
I mean, why would you touch it? It's working awesome for you.
I don't disagree, sort of, but the one thing I will say is Kadri is a fairly individual player that might just be able to stay hot if you put him with anyone. Granted, Nuke has certainly played well enough to stay on the second line.
Yep.
So do you start messing with that Berkey spot? Do you say, maybe we throw Nuke on the wing for a game?
From my stance, I wouldn't change anything about it. I mean, the guy's struggling, sure, but the line's still having success. So something's clicking there, and you don't want to mess with that chemistry, especially when you're getting that type of production from Kadri.
I think I agree with you, but just to play devil's advocate.
Sure.
Is there something the Avs can do to get a Tyson Jost going on the offensive side a little bit more to try and find something to really get that bottom six a little bit more productive so it's not so reliant on the defense really more than even the forwards for their production right now?
So what would you do with Jost?
Try him up, maybe throw him on the top six for a game.
That's interesting.
I mean, clearly, if you don't want to mess with Kadri, throw him with the top line for a bit. See if they can spark something at least.
Maybe spark something on that top line as well.
I mean, you know, it's been kind of lackadaisical at times, it feels like, from Mikko and Gabe, and, you know, they're both over a point per game.
Yeah, they're doing just fine.
What can
I'm just
you
saying,
say,
like,
but...
Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting thought. I don't know. I just wouldn't mess with the chemistry that's going on with this team right now. You're scoring 5 goals a game. Just leave it as is.
All right. Well, if you're trying to build chemistry and you want to turn her ooh-woo into an oh-whoa in the bedroom, get Manscaped. Use code DNVR to get 20% off and get the Perfect Package 4.0 with free shipping to get the lawnmower trimmer, the nose hair trimmer. You got deodorant, you got toner, you got body wash, you got shampoo and moisturizer. Not, what's the thing you use in your hair?
Shampoo? Conditioner.
Conditioner, thank you. It can go right into your hair. get on Manscaped. They can take care of your entire body, top to bottom.
There you go. AJ's agreeing with me right there.
Yeah. Just had to bring up the topic, all right? Had to throw it out there. just like you got to when you're Manscaped, all right? Also, hit up Strava Craft Coffee, the CBD-infused coffee that has really changed lives. You can get it in your K-cups if that's your thing, or you can get it in normal brew style. It's known to help with many different aches and pains, including migraines, joint pain, IBS, a bunch of other things as well. So be sure to hit up Strava. Use it as your morning coffee. You can get 25% off when you use code DNVR25 at checkout. And then go get Chevalier Mortgage. Both Mike and Virginia have been in the business for a very long time. They can help you navigate the ridiculous housing market here in Colorado right now. Mike is a certified financial planner, so they will help find not just the right home loan to get your house, but the right home loan for your entire financial picture, so you don't end up in one of those crazy situations where, yes, you can afford your house, but you can't afford food. Not fun.
Not fun at all.
Don't be that person. If you already own a home, you can talk to these people and they can make the bubble work for you, as there could be options for refinancing to get yourself some more money in your pockets. So be sure to check that out. Visit dnvrmortgage.com to get a free consultation and your chance to win some free DNVR gear. Or you can call Virginia directly at 303-257-6578. Michael Chevalier, NMLS 1931006. Virginia Chevalier, NMLS 1910631. While you're talking about making money, be sure to check out our DNVR Bets show. We have RK and Andre getting in there every single weekday, I believe.
Yep.
That they give you a bunch of good bets to run down on things that I don't know anything about a lot of the time. Sometimes it's hockey. Sometimes I can vibe with that, but if I'm looking for soccer bets in particular, I know Dre's my guy to go to.
Yeah, for sure.
So he'll hook you up with some good ones. I'm sure he'll have some fire bets for the Rapids that he probably had for today. I didn't watch the show. Yeah, I figured
he
would.
It was a special on it.
So, oh, yeah. You'll figure. So there you go. Set your bets up for the Rapids. Enjoy your turkey. Profit from DNVR bets tomorrow. It's that easy. It's all you got to do. Yeah, AJ's having a tough night, clearly. They want him to be a weeb? Oh, I see. I appreciate the support, chat. All right? Look, all right? I'll just start with a little Cowboy Bebop, all right? Maybe add a little Ghost in the Shell in there. Next thing you know, you're watching Bo, all right? It's how it goes.
You lost me on the last one.
I know. That was the plan. All right. I will not lie to you, though, chat. JoJo's bad. The show. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. It's not good. It's not good. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Thank you for the super chat, Rick. Somehow Dallas takes a penalty tonight. Okay. I don't quite follow that one, yeah. But I'll take your word for it. What? Where do the Avs go from here? Let's get into the conversation of where the Avs go from here. They have two division opponents coming up on a back-to-back here with Dallas and Nashville. In Dallas and then home for the Nashville game on Saturday. You're happy with a split with those?
Yeah, whenever there's a back-to-back, you're happy with the split. I mean, you're ecstatic if they go in there and win both games. But you are playing two teams that have been struggling a little bit. One in Dallas, who just watching them doesn't look like a
Kudobin's been awful, team. And yeah. They're just okay. Is the building the oldest team in the league finally catching up with them a little bit?
I mean, they've definitely fallen back to where they should be. You think the Avs would go in there and just keep this thing rolling against that team?
It does feel like that. I think you would like them to get it out of the way, right? If they beat Dallas in Dallas, the Nashville game is going to be whatever it's going to be.
Yep.
on the second half of the back-to-back, but AJ's mad about Duchesne or something on the Sega Baba. Right now, the Avs are sitting at 6-2 in November, and they have these last two games left in November. They have the last 3 days of November off. So at worst in November, they go 6-4.
Yep.
They win one, it's 7-3. That's a good hockey team.
7-3 is a very good hockey team.
I don't know, chat. Where are all the Doomers at? I haven't seen the Doomers in a handful of games, chat. Where are you guys at? Worried about the PP when Matt gets back. Current PP, hard disagree, man. Right now, look, I am a Burakovsky stan, and as much as AJ dislikes the man, I think he's playing well, except for on the power play. Yeah. Burakovsky looks terrible on the power play on that half wall. He refuses to shoot the puck. He's throwing passes that just aren't working. It's super easy to me to drop McKinnon in. That's literally the McKinnon spot on that left half wall. Move Berkey down to PP2. It's easy.
Yeah. I mean, having Mac back just creates that extra threat there that they don't have right now. So that's just, again, it might not be Mac scoring, but they have to respect that. So it opens somebody else up on the PP. So
yeah,
you got to be excited when he comes back.
I agree. Maybe one of the weaker points, I think, is that power play. And it's still working. Like, they've scored power play goals, I think, in all of their last six games.
Yeah.
But they're relying super duper heavily on either A, individual efforts, or B, the defensive player on the ice to do all world type shit.
Yeah.
And Cale Makar's like, yeah, it's fine. I can just do that. But
And Taves has been too.
He's been really good for them from out high. He's got a quality shot from up there. He really does. But I think it makes it just better all the way down. The second PP unit, too, we were talking about it tonight. Gerard just doesn't work on the half wall.
No.
Nobody respects his shot from there. And it mucks everything up because they're like, you're Sam Gerard, shoot it. We don't care.
Yeah, so they're letting him skate in. They're letting him skate deep, which then they're kind of taking advantage of, too. I think it's kind of planned out there where they let him kind of skate in a little bit and then kind of try to throw a quick trap on him.
Yep.
So
And you know, it's, you know, we're nitpicking here because they're scoring power play goals and they're winning hockey games, but it's fun. I enjoy it when we get to nitpick on this show instead of being like, everything is terrible.
Yeah, doomsday pods are not very fun at all.
Yeah, so. It's definitely a significant improvement on that front. Yeah. So we're feeling good. We're feeling good right now.
Yes, he is. Taves is a very, very smart player.
IQ is extremely high there. Defensive reliability. Taves is so reliable.
Some Invader Zim, huh?
Yeah.
All right, from AJ.
I'm never a big Invader Zim fan. My wife loves it, though. So
yeah, I've got the DVD box set. I actually bought it because I didn't know if it was going to be around when my kids were growing up. So I wanted to make sure that they'd be able to see it. Obviously, old way of thinking because now it's... you can just stream it whenever
stream
you
whatever
want.
You want, whenever you want. For the apocalypse, you're set. You have the hard copy.
Yeah, can't wait.
All right. Nuggets are struggling. Fair enough, chat. It's true enough. When everybody's hurt and everything is big sad.
Yeah, that'll change, though. They're going to get some key players back there as well.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
That will change their identity.
As much as the MPJ stuff sucks, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
yeah. Invader Zim was never for me. All right, I was more of a courage type of kid. All right, cowardly dog, I can get down. All right, all right. I don't know. I don't think we really have a ton more to add here, to be honest with you, Chad. If you got any questions, we can answer them. But any final thoughts, Blaze? As we wait for a couple questions to come in.
No, I mean. This is super fun to watch.
Amen to that.
Every night, it's just how many points are they going to put up right now? Even the weird ones are fun. The Vancouver game was wild, and it was a fun watch. So,
Dexter's lab dope confirmed.
Yep. What is on Blaze's hat?
It's Twins, right?
The Twins. Yeah. It's the old Twins logo from the 1960s.
We let him have this because we have to let him have something from Minnesota. But that's it. He only gets that. Francois is expected to go on the trip, I believe, but we'll see when he actually plays. I don't know. If Kemper's skates keep breaking, maybe soon.
Thoughts on Olympic jerseys?
I love Canada's jersey. The black background with the red outline of Leaf. Yeah. It is the best Evil Empire jersey ever. I love that Canada's leaning into it. I think it's amazing.
I love everything about Canada's kit except for the logo.
I think the logo's fine, too.
The Leaf just, it looks wrong. It's weird
to me. It's part of the Evil Empire vibe that they're going for, where they're like, it's all supposed to be clean and evil.
I don't know. I think they could have done something a little bit better. It's a little too funky for me. I know a lot of people aren't fans of the USA.
Me included. I think it's bland.
I like it. It's kind of a minimalist approach. It's a classic look, though. I think once you see it on the players, it's going to look good. Colors are bold.
We talked about the jersey on yesterday's show.
Jersey, hilarious.
Yeah, it's bad. I see we got some questions here. What does fourth line look like if we ever get healthy? So Helm, for sure, is your four whatever. It's allegedly can play C, but probably not. So your top line is your top line. You're probably Kadra, Burakovsky, and Nuke, just for simplicity, as the second line.
Comfer,
New Hook, O'Connor as your third line?
Yeah, that's what I would go.
So you're left with Jost, Helm, and the other guy spot, whether it's Megna or Cout or McDermott or whoever you want to put there for the other guy spot. Okay. Thoughts on Knack, New Hook, Jost line? I think they certainly worked well together tonight.
Yeah.
No complaints on that front.
I take that every night from that.
Two goals? Yes, absolutely you will. I'll ask again in case people just got here, what happened with Kemper today besides losing his skate plate again? The skate re-broke at the start of the second period. He couldn't skate around, and they said, fuck it, basically.
Yeah, might as well. I mean, it didn't really matter, right?
Yeah. So,
he's got a back-to-back coming up. Rest him right now.
Weird thing. Yeah. I don't know I think no one besides Kemper and the equipment staff will ever know the specifics of why that keeps happening, but hopefully it never happens again.
Speaking of the back-to-back, who do you think gets the start on Friday?
I think Kemper will get the Dallas start.
You do?
I do. I think so.
You don't see a world where they go JJ in that first game against Dallas because of the Preds game?
I don't think so. I think, like I said, get the win against Dallas and whatever happens with Nashville happens.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And the Avs are not afraid to just say screw it and run Kemper in both. So, NCHC has 6 out of the top 10 teams in the pairwise rankings. Any college hockey thoughts? I don't really follow college hockey outside of potential draft prospects and the Avs prospects. Yeah. So I can tell you stuff about that if you want to know.
The NCHC is just it's the best conference in college hockey. It used to be the WCHA. They got rid of that. And basically this is what that conference has become.
Sean Barron's is straight fire. Yeah. At DU. Although I don't think they fell out of the rankings because they're losses.
Minnesota Duluth is, I believe, still number one. So
what else is new?
Yeah, it's a good
Minnesota team's up at the top. Yeah. Shock, shock. All-Star game, why this year? Because reasons. Up until like 3 months ago, they weren't even sure they were going to the Olympics. So they had one planned. I think it's that simple. The USA kids do look like soccer jerseys. I agree with AJ on that one.
I think they're going to look good. It's going to change your mind. Come February, it's going
to
change
your
mind.
Yours is the word to take of someone on this podcast on design, that's for sure. Mine is bad. And super chat here from Dylan. Thank you very much for the $5. It just says super chat. So
that's
cool. Nashville plays Friday before I have start, so at least it's an even back-to-back.
Oh, that's interesting.
That is true. If they if they start Saros on Friday, they could match.
Yeah.
Or if they don't, same way. Yeah. Is Tazer Nichushkin more responsible for the recent winning? Nichushkin is 7-0 now since turning back into the lineup for the Avs. So I don't know. Maybe Nichushkin's got the magic sauce.
Wow, it's him, huh?
Maybe
that's what was missing there.
I guess I don't. This Taze guy, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, that's suspect.
uh, You guys have any cool Avs memorabilia, like a game-worn jersey? I don't have any cool Avs memorabilia at all. I have some McKinnon flakes, McKinnon crunch.
I have some of those. I also have a 2001 mini Zamboni with the Stanley Cup champions on it. I've got a now signed Peter Forsberg rookie card.
Ah, nice.
Nothing else though.
Yeah, I didn't get anything cool. I was too poor to have any cool as merch. So yeah. All right. I think we're gonna wrap this thing up. Dave. Thank you, chat. Sorry if we missed any of your questions, but we appreciate all of you. We are off tomorrow. Hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Of course, we'll be back pre and post game on Friday. So we hope to see you all there. Until we talk to you again. Hope you have a wonderful day tomorrow, and we love you.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Olmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team. We'll talk about your least favorite team and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.